Welcome to the Ontario Nurses Association's first ever nurse practitioner focused podcast. ONA has established an NP focus group to ensure its 439 NP members have a forum to discuss issues, interests, professional considerations, and collective bargaining recommendations. Today, we are delighted to welcome you to our discussion with nurse practitioners Marie Greer King and Sonia McDonald. They will talk about the roles, scope of practice, and hopes for Ontario's nurse practitioners. Marie, would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am a primary care nurse practitioner at Alexandra Marine and General Hospital in Goderich, Ontario. I work in the emergency department, mental health inpatient unit, and prenatal clinic. I have been a nurse practitioner for 10 years.
Marie, can you tell us a little about the scope of practice of NPs in Ontario?
NPs assess, diagnose, treat, and monitor our patients with a wide range of health conditions using an evidence-based approach. Specifically, we can complete a comprehensive health history and physical assessment, order and interpret all laboratory tests, order and interpret all X-ray and ultrasound imaging tests, prescribe all medications, including controlled drugs and substances, formulate and communicate a diagnosis, taking a differential diagnosis into consideration, dispense, sell, and compound medications, set and cast fractures and dislocated joints, admit, treat, and discharge patients from hospitals, provide palliative care, and also provide medical assistance in dying.
Thank you, Marie. Sonia, would you introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about what an NP is?
Hello, I'm Sonia McDonald, and I work currently in nephrology at Lake Ridge Health. I have worked in both acute care settings and primary care settings in a variety of fields, ranging from internal medicine to eating disorders to pediatric ICU, and I've been a nurse practitioner for over 10 years. A nurse practitioner, or NP, is an advanced practice registered nurse with at least 2 years of full-time nursing experience who takes additional university education at the master's level in order to provide personalized and quality health care to patients.
In addition to what's already been mentioned, what else can NPs do, Sonia?
Well, we can provide autonomous and comprehensive care to patients, families, and communities. We consult and collaborate with physicians and other healthcare professionals, including nurses, RNs, RPNs, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, social workers, discharge planners, in order to coordinate and provide comprehensive health care to patients. In addition to providing direct and collaborative patient care, NPs also play a role in research, ongoing education, both of ourselves and our healthcare colleagues, and provide professional leadership in many areas.
Marie, how are NPs regulated in Ontario?
Well, the College of Nurses of Ontario is our regulatory body. NPs are licensed under the Registered Nurse Extended Class category. At the end of 2020, there were 4,079 nurse practitioners registered to practice in Ontario. NPs hold one of four types of NP specialty certificates, either the NP Primary Healthcare, NP Adult, NP Pediatric, or NP Anesthesia.
Sonia, what types of practice settings do NPs work in?
We work in many ONA workplaces, including long-term care homes, local health integration networks, community health centers, nurse practitioner-led clinics, public health units, as well as hospitals. We also work in a variety of practice settings and roles within each of these workplaces. In many cases, nurse practitioners, or NPs, can act as the most responsible provider and coordinate patient care.
So, Marie, what makes an NP different?
Well, it's mostly the approach nurse practitioners take to patient care. The medical model typically uses a disease-based or problem-based approach, focusing on diagnosis and treatment of diseases. We use an approach that is nursing-based, focusing on the patient and their environment as a whole. We not only diagnose and treat diseases, We also integrate treatment plans and patient response into their family, culture, community, and daily lives. Nurse practitioners focus on empowering patients by teaching them ways to stay healthy within their environment, which means nurse practitioners also understand that the concept of health is not uniform and takes different forms in different people. Both approaches to care are important and together give the patient a more complete resolution and stabilization of their condition.
Sonia, can you tell us about the unique workplace challenges that NPs face?
NPs who are employees often face some unique challenges in their workplaces, including not being able to work to their full scope of practice due to workplace policies. There's a lack of NP-specific language in the collective agreements related to being on call, flexing hours of work in order to meet patients' needs. Coverage for the NP as the most responsible provider after hours or when the NP is away, continuing education allowances, increasing workloads due to increasing complexity and acuity of patients. Many times leaders and colleagues lack the knowledge and understanding of our role and what our scope of practice is. NP roles are being lost due to a lack of innovative funding options.
Marie, where do you see NP practice going in the future?
I hope that nurse practitioners will continue to expand their scope of practice and overcome barriers to providing autonomous and comprehensive healthcare, like being able to order CTs, MRIs, to legally form a patient, or to fill in all government and insurance forms. I hope that nurse practitioners will continue to work with our professional organizations like RNAO and NPAO, as well as our unions, to advocate for these continued advancements to scope of practice, as well as changes to funding models and remuneration for nurse practitioners. I would like to see nurse practitioners involved in leadership roles within ONA as members of negotiation teams or bargaining unit presidents, local coordinators, or maybe as a regional nurse practitioner lead that helps to inform and shape the future of nurse practitioner practice in ONA workplaces.
I think we all hope that NPs will take on a bigger role in Ontario's healthcare system and at ONA itself as well. Thank you both very much for speaking with us today. And that concludes ONA's first NP-focused podcast. Thank you for listening.